Scholastic Audio presents The 39 Clues, Book 7, The Viper's Nest, written by Peter Larangis, read by David Pitou. Chapter 1. Amy Cahill didn't believe in omens, but black snow was falling, the earth was rumbling beneath her feet, her brother was meowing, and her Uncle Alistair was prancing on the beach in pink pajamas. She had to admit, the signs were not promising.
Ahoy, Nelly!
Alistair shouted across the Java Sea, his hands cupped to his mouth.
Rescue us, dear girl!
Amy wiped a dark flake from her cheek. Ash. Could it be left over from the fire last night? Don't think of that. Not now. Out at sea, a distant engine noise grew louder. On a small launch, speeding toward the tiny Indonesian island where they were stranded, was Amy and Dan's au pair, Nelly Gomez. In the eerie morning darkness, sky and water merged into a blue-gray wall, and she seemed to be floating in midair. Dan wailed.
What are you doing? Amy asked.
Imitating an Egyptian Mao.
Dan gave Amy an exasperated look, as if what he had just said made perfect sense.
Saladin hates the water. If he hears another Mao, maybe he'll come on deck with Nelly, and we'll see him at least. Don't you miss him?
Amy sighed. I do.